About 70% of U.S. households have pets, reptiles, birds, and cats, but the leaders of the pack are dogs. Dogs are found in some 60 million homes. And as Christina Estes reports from member station KJZZ in Phoenix, that's changing the way homes are being designed and built.
We are going to go look at our dog park so you can see how fun that is.
Dogs and fun weren't used in the same sentence when Sandy McKee began her career in multifamily housing 25 years ago.
We had separate pet buildings. Pets were not welcome. Owners did not want the mess, maybe, or the carpet replacement. There was a lot of cost involved to owners, and they just didn't want to deal with that.
Today, communities like the 286-unit complex McKee manages in Glendale cater to people with pets.
We have to welcome pets if we're going to increase our rentals. And back in the day when we didn't do that, I don't think they realized how many rentals they lost being that way.
The Bel-Air community was designed nearly 2 years ago with dogs in mind. From the canine agility course,
hoops and barrel to jump through, and the balls and the frisbees and all of that,
to the 24-hour dog spa.
Basically a big bath area for them so they don't have to do that in their apartment home and all the mess that comes with that. The fur dryers are provided.
Like most apartment complexes, Bel-Air doesn't allow breeds identified as aggressive by some insurance companies. And while there's no size restriction, they do limit pets to 2 per unit.
We have about 25% of our residents having pets.
Surveys show millennials, those between 24 and 38 years old, are the most likely to own pets. Angela Roth is part of that generation.
This is Pierre. He's a little over a year old, and he is our little fur baby.
When Roth and her husband brought their 9-week-old French bulldog home, the townhouse felt a bit crowded, so house hunting kicked into high gear with a focus on Pierre.
Still looking for things that he would appreciate, like a yard and space for his toys and his kennel and all the things that you would think about with a baby, but for a dog.
Now that they've nearly doubled their space, Pierre can spread out his toys and race up and down stairs whenever he wants. But before they moved in, the Ross went shopping with Pierre in mind. Or more precisely, a piece of Pierre in their pocket. They collected some of his fur, stuck it on a piece of tape, and carried it with them to pick out flooring and furniture that would hide his fur.
We certainly got the looks at both the design studio and the furniture store, and even Home Depot picking out some of the finishes, going, what are they doing with that piece of tape? But it has paid off greatly, because he can be on the furniture and us not have to worry, and we don't have to worry about sweeping every single corner before guests come over.
Dog beds and bowls are what Eric Tinker's clients most want to hide. He builds sleeping cubbies in laundry rooms and feeding stations in kitchens.
To keep just keeping the food and the bowls off the ground so nobody does trip, or, you know, it is an eyesore a little bit. So people are kind of hiding that into the cabinetry.
As pets get older, they can require accommodations just like people. Some homeowners request walk-in bathing areas and elevators to help four-legged family members get around. At a property on the slopes of the Phoenix Mountain Preserve, Tinker says a special area will be added.
So they built out a custom deck just for the dog to be able to have a play yard and off the side of the house.
And Tinker is ready to start building what he believes will be the next big trend, designer dog homes.
Sky's the limit with those.
For Here and Now, I'm Christina Estes in Phoenix.